We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to the last 1 hour of the show, 7 minutes past the hour at 8 on a Tuesday morning. Good morning to you, wherever you are. It's the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sheriff Quadri. We're live from our audiovisual studios on Etimi and Crescent Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. You can join us from anywhere in the world by watching live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can join on Facebook and on YouTube. You can also track every conversation we're having via our mobile app. If you don't have it already, please go get it right now on Google Play Store if you're on Android platform. If you're using iPhone, iPad, whatever it is, on Apple platform, please go to the App Store and go get the Nigeria Info mobile app. From the mobile app, you can call straight into the studio. From the mobile app, you can send us messages to contribute to our conversation here on the show this morning. So feel free to download it, install it, share it with your loved ones as well. Feel free to also use our other available channels as we go along. I'll announce those ones. So welcome to the show. Some few weeks ago, we had a conversation about doing business in Lagos, especially for small and medium business owners in Lagos. If you recall very well, I asked you to let me know what it's been like, what it is like running a business as a small business owner, as a medium scale business in Lagos. And quite a number of you called me and we had that conversation, but we couldn't have the follow up of that conversation due to the fact that I took ill and I had to go away for some time to go get myself treated. But today we're going to have the second part of that conversation today on the program. So I have the Lagos State Employment Trust Fund on the show this morning, and trust me, it's a show that nobody should miss, especially if you're a business person. Taiwo Olaniyan is the head business support LSETF. She joins us via Skype this morning. Taiwo, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Well, I'm fine. I'm fine. The weather is somehow, but we'll navigate. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. So if you're a business person, please listen up. Send us your thoughts and your question. This morning's show will be very, very interactive. But to send a very perfect background to this conversation, so you know exactly, you know, how and why we have brought LSETF on the show this morning, Taiwo, please give us a brief about LSETF.
Okay. Good morning again, everyone. The Lagos State Employment Trust Fund, popularly known as LSETF, is a Lagos agency that was established in the year 2016, basically to prepare Lagos State residents for entrepreneurship opportunities and employment opportunities. And we do this through skills acquisition in order to tackle unemployment, in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. But then, how does LSETF support businesses?
Okay, great question. LSETF supports businesses under two different program umbrellas. With the business support units, we support businesses through capacity building trainings. We normally do master classes, webinar in the form of webinar sessions. It's always frequent. If you follow us on any of our social media handles, you would see that. We do capacity building trainings in form of webinars and also grassroots engagement. Right. We also do some clinics for businesses. That's more like a one-on-one conversation with our experts, our legal experts or accounting experts, to understand and to address some issues the businesses are facing. Okay. And then we also do affordable finance. We offer affordable finance in the form of loans and grants. That's under the business support unit. Mm-hmm. Then we also have the Lagos Innovate Unit of LSETF, where we provide workspace vouchers for those in the tech ecosystem, those that want to die in the tech startup industry.
Okay.
And they are looking for a space where they can work and work effectively. So okay, we provide a workspace voucher, and we have other programs under Lagos Innovate for tech experts.
I'm going to dwell on the workspace voucher for young businesses. Tell us, how does this work really for someone who is listening to me right now? Let's say software engineer or a tech person, a digital marketer, you know, anybody that needs workspace, right? How does it work really?
To be fair, the requirements are on our website,
Okay.
lagosinnovate.ng,
Okay.
and pretty much it's for startups. You're about to start up, or you're looking for a space where yourself or your colleagues could work without any hassle in terms of there's provision of internet. There's a workspace station for you and your colleagues to work, and then you can brainstorm. You have access because we have partnerships with some up
Okay.
centers in Lagos State.
Okay.
So you have access to work in this space for free because of the voucher.
Indeed. I'm going to track back to the earlier service you said you provide to support businesses in terms of legal needs of business accounting need of any business. Are these services free to Lagos business owners?
Yes, every service for Lagos State employment trust fund under the business support unit is free to beneficiaries, those that are interested. Once you see the registration portal open, or you see the announcements for the webinar sessions,
Yeah.
just it's free. Just register, sign up, and benefit from
You people have plenty money. Maybe I should come and start my own business now, eh?
it.
Shut up.
Our goal is to help businesses. That's the reason.
It's beautiful. It's fantastic, really. But there is something on the minds that I feel that people would love to ask you. I'm already seeing calls coming through, but I need to at least get to some point of my questions here. So you have said all of these beautiful things. And young business minds are listening to us right now. But what are the requirements for them to be able to take advantage of these beautiful, fantastic offers from LSTF?
Okay, I mentioned earlier two different programs. Under the business support unit, there is no requirement per se. You just have to be a resident of Lagos. But for our webinar sessions, you don't even have to, because people register from outside Lagos, even outside the country, just to learn from our expert. So that is actually open to everyone that is willing to improve their knowledge and their
Okay.
skill sets.
Okay.
Then for Lagos Innovates, the requirements for their different products and programs are
Right.
actually on their website as well. But mainly, you have to be a Lagos State resident to enjoy from
How
this.
do you prove that someone is a Lagos State resident? How do you prove that? I mean, I live in Lagos.
LASRA. LASRA.
There's Lasra. What's that? What's
Yes,
Lasra?
LASRA is important. Lagos State residence permit or something like
Yeah.
that.
So someone must come with a Lasra card to show that they reside in Lagos.
Yes, it's part of the questions that you would actually impute on the registration
Okay.
form,
Okay.
your last four ID.
How do you actually even prove that the person owns a business? Is there a process to ascertaining that? Because anybody can come to you and say, I need a workspace, and the guy just wants a free internet somewhere to browse the internet.
Well, I'm sure under the Lagos Innovate team are the best people to answer this, but they have their criteria, they have things they look out for in terms of you meeting it. And for you to even ascertain if the business is legit or not, they
Right.
will do their due diligence. I can assure you of that.
Indeed. Now let's talk about the loans and grants, because this is what I think most people are waiting for, this part of the conversation. Tell us, I wanted to go in depth as to what qualifies a business to getting a loan and what qualifies a business to getting a grant.
So, like we all know, loans will be repaid
That's right.
based on whatever tenure you were given or that was agreed upon. While grants is, I would not really say it's free money, but because you will be monitored in
It's
terms of how
free
you utilize
money. It's free
it.
money.
It's free money, but you'll be monitored to ensure that you didn't just go and buy a car
Yeah,
after getting the grant. You actually
exactly.
deploy the money into your business. So, what qualifies a business for a loan and what qualifies a business for a grant? It depends on the business need.
Okay.
Some businesses require more than what a grant is offering in terms of the amount. You know, grants, we have different categories of grants. For micro businesses, a micro business owner might just need 50,000 and they can continue running their business. Well, it's a medium scale enterprise, we need like 5 million. And then we also have loans in that category actually at LSTTF. Our lowest loan is 50,000, while
We're having connectivity issue right now. Connectivity issue. Maybe a call came in on Taiwo's device, maybe. So we'll try and hold forth and see whether we'll get her back in good time. But while we're waiting, feel free to start sending me your questions for LSTTF. If you're a business person, feel free to send me your question via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Taiwo is back. Taiwo, please go on. We lost you for a bit.
Oh, okay. Like I said, it's dependent on the business owner in terms of what they really want to use the money for,
yeah,
and how they hope to, if they have the resources to pay back. If they don't, then they opt for a grant. If they do, then they opt for a loan because of the working capital. They just need that quick money,
yeah,
to use for something, to buy a fixed asset, and then they'll repay the money back. So it depends. It's based on the entrepreneur.
Based on the person that is approaching you, though. But what?
Yes.
What qualifies someone really? Because I'm interested in this, because I know I'm trying to think like a business person. I'd rather you give me a grant than a loan. Like, I mean, I'd rather go for a grant than going for a loan. So what do I need to show? What do I need to present? How will my business? I could present as though I just need quick 50K. 50K can be quick, but I could do that. Or I could say that, you know, I need 50K loan. You get my dilemma now. So how do you differentiate between what a business truly needs?
So the process, or rather the criteria for a loan and grants, is actually different. In terms of, for a grant, it's not stringent.
Okay.
You don't, there are not a lot of requirements to require of you.
Okay.
Like for a loan, of course, you'll be providing a guarantor, you'll be providing
It's as though we've lost the connection again. I think we've lost the connection again. Okay. What we're going to do right now is, before Taiwo comes back, I will try and get over to WhatsApp and see some questions and prepare them for Taiwo try and answer those questions before we go on a break, because I need to take your feedback before the break. Oh, Taiwo, you're back already. We lost you for a bit. You said you said for loans, you would have to provide a guarantor. Then how about for grant?
No, you don't need that. You don't need a guarantor for grants. For loans, you provide a guarantor. You provide your bank statement so that we can know the inflow and outflow of how money is entering into your company account.
Right.
We'll be verifying your CAC to know if the business is actually registered based on the amount of loan you're actually requesting for, and the likes. So it varies.
I know LSTTF is doing quite a lot. I know businesses are tapping into it. But what I don't know is, I don't have the figures and the numbers as to how many businesses LSTTF has worked with over time since its inception, and is there a target as to the number of businesses that LSTTF, you know, plans to work with, maybe in 2022, for instance, this year that we are into? Because last year I saw a report about LSTTF having helped about 40,000 businesses. The Lagos State Governor was quoted as saying that. Is there an update to that particular figure?
The figure is actually accurate. Under the business support unit, like I mentioned, we have several programs. We have the webinar masterclass program. We have the legal clinics. We have grassroots engagement, where we go into local government areas to train business owners. We have our loan programs. We have our grant programs. So there are different ways we support these businesses. And these are the numbers that have been quoted in terms of the numbers of businesses we've actually impacted in the year 2021. This year, we hope to do even more.
Yeah.
So yes.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, I would love to tap into the How many billion is your capital base again? I mentioned it one time like that. It's a lot of money. You don't want to say Taiwo. Okay, it's fine.
No, I'm not mentioning that on
air. It's fine.
You can go check yourself.
It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's okay. Let's hear from businesses before we go to break. Our first break is fast approaching. So we're going to open up the phone lines and let young businesses in Lagos, medium scale, micro, call us in, calling and ask you questions. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. If you're a small business, you like to ask LSTF any question as to how you can tap into some of the facilities that they've got for you, feel free to call in. And please, please go straight to the point so we can get in as many questions as possible and also reduce the volume of your radio. Good morning to you. I think we lost that call. Very quickly, Taiwo, I need to drop this one because I want us to trash this out now that we're here with the grants and the loan. But my question is on the loan. What happens if a business is incapable of repaying the loan? In that case, how does LSTF manage losses?
Okay, so there's a process in place after disbursement. We don't just leave the business hanging when we give it the money. We have our partners, who we call business support, BDSPs, business development support providers, that we assign. Initially, even before you get the loan, they are the ones that perform the KYC, the know your customer, in terms of verifying your business and your the legitimacy of your business and the likes. Mm-hmm. So that's a pre. Then the post is they continue to monitor your business. They visit your business on a frequent basis to ensure that you have the right, your books are in order, you're following, you have the right systems and structures in place for your businesses to grow. So when they notice that your business is actually struggling, they actually flag it. Okay. And then, of course, our internal process takes it up in terms of now they meet up with the business owner to find out what the challenge is and how.
I think we've lost Taiwo again due to connectivity. We're going to go to break very quickly. When we return from this break, we'll come back to Taiwo and we'll talk some more here on Nigeria Info's Morning Crossfire 99.3. Stay with me. I can see your calls, but not to worry. It's a short break. When we return, we'll talk some more. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Today on the show, we are talking small businesses in Lagos and how you can tap into facilities made available by the Lagos State Government through the LSTF, Lagos State Employment Trust Fund, to help businesses, to help to make employment opportunities available. Job creation is a business of the private sector. Conducive atmosphere is a business of the government. But if you got questions for my guest on the show this morning, feel free to call in and let us know the questions that you got. I've got Taiwo Olanio, the head business support LSTF, on the show via Skype. You feel free to send us your thoughts via our online stream on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, on those two platforms. On WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. And this is for business owners, young minds. If you've got other questions as regards businesses, feel free to send in. If we can treat it on the show, we will do that. If we can't, we'll probably refer it to those who can treat it. All right? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 for female callers only. Taiwo, thank you for joining us again. We lost you at the tail end before that break. But we're talking about how LSTF manage losses, and you were trying to break that down for us.
Okay, yes, I was saying that we have a pre-engagement with the loan applicant, and we also have a post in terms of our monitoring of how the business is thriving and using the funds that they got in the right way. So we have our partners who we refer to as BDSPs, Business Development Support Providers, who work with these business owners to ensure that even after they get the money, they are using it judiciously. They're keeping proper records in terms of their bookkeeping is right. They have proper systems and structures. Wherever they're struggling, they provide kind of support they need, just so that the businesses thrive. Our goal, our mandate is for the businesses to actually succeed. We are looking out for businesses that can outlive their founders, transgenerational businesses. So our end goal, and then when this happens, the BDS please flag if there's a challenge the business owner is facing.
Okay.
And then once they flag our internal process, our internal officers take it up by speaking with the business owners to see how we can reschedule the loan repayments and all of that. So yes. We don't just give them the money and leave them hanging. We work with them to ensure that their business is actually thriving. Once their business is thriving, they can actually pay back the loan and they will not default.
When you mention loan repayment schedule, what exactly do you mean? Can you break that down?
So once we notice that business is struggling and they're having difficulties paying back based on probably the agreed terms, maybe their business is not making as much profit as it was initially when they got the loan, we help them reschedule the repayments in terms of, okay, probably it was agreed that you would pay back, let's assume, $70,000 on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. We can reschedule it into like $50,000 based on what is obtainable.
Right.
It's just that the spread, the tenure would not be longer, but as long as it doesn't suffocate your business.
Fantastic.
And you can actually
hear. Fantastic. Let's go to the telephone lines right now. And like I said, let me implore you again. If you're calling us, please go straight to the point. I know you've got a lot to say about your business, but let's just get the meat of why you're calling us, all right? Thank you. 0700-993-993.
Hello, good morning.
993. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Is it what's with the IFM?
No, it's Nigeria Info.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry. Thanks for trying. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning. Hello, good morning. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I need to move on to other calls now. Good morning to you. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Please turn off your radio and call me back. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, this is Mr. Ikechi Kukori from Ebute.
Welcome.
Yeah. How can I honestly, I need the... How can I assess the grant?
Okay. What do you need it for?
To improve on my business.
What business is that?
It's an idea on carpet and accessories.
The what?
Car paints and accessories.
Car paints.
Yeah, car paints.
Paints for cars.
Yes, yes.
You manufacture car paints.
No.
Or
no,
you
no.
buy and sell.
Yes, I buy.
Okay, you buy and sell, and accessories as well.
Yes.
Okay, stay on the line. Let Taiwo attend to that. Taiwo.
Okay, thank you for calling again. We have two different types of grant opportunities at LSCTF. We have the Lagos Cares grant, but that is actually for those that were affected by COVID-19.
Yeah.
And then we also have the MSME recovery grants. The cycle for the grant application just closed end of last year.
Okay.
So you can always follow us on our website and across our social media handles to know when another application is going to come open. So you can apply. Any type of business can apply as long as you have a business need. Your business is struggling and needs some form of assistance. You can apply. But follow us on our social media handles as well as our website to benefit from this.
All right, then. Thank you for calling. Thank you. Austin is joining us from Aja. Austin, hi. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Very well, Austin. Thank you.
Okay. I'm a real estate agent. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. And I have registered my company, but I've not opened an account with that company name.
Okay.
Yes, so how can you advise? I can get a loan,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Without a company bank account, right?
Yes, but I use my personal account to do all my transactions.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Austin, Taiwo, do you have anything to say to Austin before he goes?
Hello? To be quite honest, Austin, most financial institutions...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Austin, can you hear Taiwo?
Hello.
I can't hear her, no.
Oh, you
I can't
hear. Oh, okay. We're going to hang up now.
Can you hear me now?
No, you're going to hang up now so you can listen through your radio. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
All
that's
right.
Fine.
All right. Okay, Taiwo, you can go on now.
Okay, Austin, to be quite honest, most financial institutions are not comfortable with personal account statements. The reason why they always encourage business owners to have a corporate bank account statement is because they can really determine and they can see that it's actually the money that comes in is actually being used for your business needs, right, not for personal needs. But since you have, you're using your personal account, as long as when you make transactions with your personal account, there's a remark that says what it is used for. At least it gives whoever is assessing your bank statement, gives them an idea that, okay, this is for work-related purpose. This is for them to be able to determine, okay, the inflow and outflow for your business purpose, since it's not separated.
Right.
But once it is separated, it makes it very easy for anyone to be able to analyze it.
Indeed.
So I advise you to actually open a corporate account.
We're going to take Vitalis's call. Then we'll go to social media to take some questions for you. Vitalis is in the Ejigbo. Vitalis, morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, my sister.
Good morning.
Please, I am a transporter, but I don't have business account, and I'm looking for a loan. You know, can I be given a loan since I'm not from Lagos State, but I'm resident Lagos State since almost about 20 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whether you can access a loan. Taiwo, does it matter where somebody is from or what matters
is... Is your business domiciled in Lagos State?
That's what he said.
Okay, yes, then you should be able to.
Okay.
But like you mentioned also, you don't have a separate business account. I would really advise you to actually create one. It's not too late for you to start building your financial history on a corporate account.
Right.
But if you need the loan as at ASAP, you can still use a personal account, but as long as the descriptions for the transactions are clear.
Indeed. Now, let's go to social media and take some thoughts. I'm going to start with Facebook. This person says he applied since over 2 years before COVID. That he applied for, I don't know. You didn't state exactly what you applied for, loan or grant. But what can cause a delay in approving a loan or grant to a company or to a business in Lagos here? If for 2 years now, should we say that the person's just forgetting that, you know, the person's not going to get any grant or loan? Does it take that long?
No, it doesn't. To be quite honest, we had a bit of downtime in terms of we're trying to upgrade our loan portal.
Okay.
Which before we used to do a manual application, but now it's now online. So that period might have caused a delay. For everyone that's applied over 2 years should have gotten a response. The honest truth is some people apply even online and then they can't even remember their password, their login details. So even when they send you a response, you don't even see it because you don't even remember your login details. So you say you've not heard anything from LSCTF and that's not the case.
Indeed. We're going to go back to the telephone now. Okay, I think we lost our call. Let's try and take another one before I go to my next question. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Ashari.
Morning to you.
Good morning, my name is KJ. I'm calling from Kenya.
Welcome.
Okay, I want to put Mrs. Taiwo on the spot, and I think two questions. One, can I get a facility of, let's say, 80 to 100 million? That's what my business needs. Is that possible?
80 to 100 million?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Is that the only question?
No. Three questions.
Okay.
Number two, I think the time of payment of loan of NSCTF is not too favorable for SMEs in Nigeria. This is a government facility. We expect that we have a long time of payment. With that, it's easy for business to survive. But what they do a very short time. For me, 3 years is too short. 2 years is too short. A year is too short for business to survive.
Right.
And number three, can Mrs. Taiwo ensure that we have MO's members on LSTF board. In Sri Lanka, you don't have any business membership organization on LSTF board. They are set to determine the what the businesses need in Lagos State. Then that's why most of the decisions is not too favorable to us. When you have someone that is representing the business people on the board of LSTF, okay, that makes a lot of sense. That means the person speak for it because the person will tell them what business really needs, not them giving us their own laws.
You're saying that members of the private business community should be on the board of LSTF. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's called BMO's Business Membership Organization. All right. It's important that we have a member representing businesses in Lagos State on their board.
All right then.
Because when you have solely politicians,
your point is noted. Your point is noted. Thank you. Thank you for your thought. Tayo, let's start with the first one. 80 to 100 million loan. Can a business access that from LSTF?
No, we are not a financial institution. Our funding is actually just mainly an impact fund.
Okay.
So the highest we can give in terms of loan size is $5 million, unfortunately.
Okay. How about what he said about the tenor for loan repayments? He said it's too short.
The tenure is dependent on the amount.
Okay.
If you collect a loan of 500,000 and you want to use 3 years to pay, seriously, that's before you know it, you end up paying even more interest than even the amount itself that you've collected. So that's why we ensure that it is short, so you can repay it and even move on to something else, and even probably get a bigger facility from somewhere else if you need.
Indeed. Then he spoke about having the members of the business community on the board of LSTF. You're laughing already. What's your position on that?
That's beyond my pay grade, actually. That's beyond my pay grade. I don't determine who gets on the LSTF board or not.
Yeah.
So, but it's a recommendation that we can actually look into.
Indeed. Vivian is calling us from Surulere. Hi, Vivian. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Oh, sorry, I'm calling from Surulere.
You're welcome.
And I have a business that I registered since 2006.
Okay.
It's a travel agency business. But currently, I've not been running that business because I was working somewhere else as a consultant. Due to the COVID issues, the business was not there moving again. So I decided to go into farming.
Okay.
I've started it already, but it's the fund to complete it. I started fishery pond.
Okay.
That's a fish pond.
Okay.
It's a very big one.
Okay.
You know?
What exactly do you need? What do you need?
Hello?
What do you need, Vivian? What do you need?
What I need is a grant to be able to put in fish there and feed.
Okay.
Feed the fish.
So you have the property already, you have the land, you have the space.
Yes, okay. Yes, they have done the construction already.
All right. Vivian, let's have Taiwo weigh in on this. Taiwo, what can Vivian do?
Okay, Vivian, you said you're interested in a grant to more like expand this particular business.
Right.
Our MSME Recovery 2.0 grant application cycle just closed, but you can be on the lookout for the next one that will be late this year, and you can actually apply. As long as you mentioned earlier that with the COVID and stuff, the business also struggled. So that's a good basis for you to apply for the MSME recovery grant.
Right.
Then for the Lagos Cares grant, I'm not sure you qualify for that particular grant because it's strictly those that were affected by
COVID-19. Right.
Yes.
How about loan? What if she wants to get a loan? Does she qualify for that?
Yes, you can. We have a loan specifically for women. Okay. It's called the W Initiative Loan. And the interest rate is 10%.
Okay.
And you can actually, as long as the ownership of the company is over 50% female, or is 50% female, you actually qualify to apply for that. You can visit our website for more information about W Initiative Loan.
Okay.
And you can apply for up to 5 million.
Up to 5 million. Beautiful. We'll get the details of the website in a moment. But let's go to back to telephone. Good morning to you. You need to turn off your radio. Turn off your radio and call me back, please. It can be very discomforting when you leave your radio on and call the radio station. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, Bakar is my name.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yeah, I want to confirm from Taiwo. Sometime ago, about 3 years ago, a group
I need your radio off, otherwise we'll have to end this conversation right now.
All right. Oh?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Shit.
No, don't say that. We can hear you.
Hello, Taiwo.
We can hear you.
Yeah, please. Some 3 years ago, group of farmers from a fairway ITF with various business proposals, and so we were told that they can't do more than 6 months. And you can imagine a farmer giving a loan of 150,000, 75,000, 120,000. That was the array of credit that was offered us back then for a farmer that needed about a million, 1.5. I wouldn't know if their system has changed.
Okay.
And it has improved that we can approach now.
All right. All right. Thank you, Mr. Bakari. Taiwo, did you get the meat of what he said? A group of farmers, he and his friends, they approached LSCTF about 3 years ago. LSCTF told them that, you know, yeah, most of them actually requested, from what he said, a million naira each, maybe, perhaps. But then they were offered 150,000, 70,000 and the likes for all of them. So they couldn't get that facility. And besides, they were even told to repay in 6 months. He wanted to know if things have changed, if the terms have changed with LSCTF.
For LSCTF loans, you can actually get above you can get above 150,000. The honest truth is, when you apply for a loan, it goes through a couple of processes. It's going to be assessed.
Yeah.
And then based on the assessment and all the documentations you're required to submit, to determine the amount of loan you should probably be given based on all the assessments. Mm-hmm. And that also, our internal processes also reveal that to be sure that this person can actually repay.
Right.
If you apply for a loan of a million and they now offer you 150,000, it's probably from their assessment that probably showed that you didn't have the capacity to pay back then. So once your business has been thriving since 3 years ago till now, you can actually reapply for any of our loans. And let's be hopeful that your business has grown and you have the capacity to repay. So once you submit the required documentation, you shouldn't have any issue.
Right. I'm going to cross over to Facebook right now where we have some questions and thoughts for you. And here Khan on Facebook says, good morning, we are into electronic security installation and deployment. How can we access a loan of about 500,000 there? I have my Lasra. Could it be a loan or grant? We really need this facility to float. We are a registered company. Let me see. Yeah, he said they have a corporate account as well. They are into electronic security installation and deployment. And they want to access whether loan or grant or 500,000 naira, Taiwo.
It's dependent on you. You can access our grants, but you know the grants is in cycle, like I explained earlier.
Yeah.
And if it's the loan facility, we have the, you can visit our website to see the different categories of loan we offer. 500,000 is still within the reach of LSCTF offering. So yes, you can actually approach us for a LSCTF loan.
Indeed. Today was on the line, but I think we lost the call. Let's jump on another one quickly. I think we lost this one too. Let's see if we can jump on this one. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Ayo. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Ayo. Welcome.
Yeah, some of us actually applied for the Lagos Care Grant since about 6 months ago.
Okay.
And we got approval notices in November.
Okay.
But up to now, there's been no disbursement, and we're not getting any feedback from LSCTF. I don't know whether Mr. Taiwo there can give us an insight.
All right, let's hear from her. Taiwo, you got that?
Yes, we apologize for the delay. The disbursement is still ongoing. I can tell you that. Once you have gotten the notification that your grant was successful and you were verified by our partners, just hold on. You would hear from us this year. The festive season also slowed down a lot of things on our end.
Right, indeed. I'm going to take another call, then I will go back to my question. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, Miss.
Emola from Kitu.
Welcome. Welcome, brother.
Somebody called last time. You say you want to apply for loan. They say when the form come out, you will see it. I don't know who Nigeria has offense. Where this thing work? The other country, where this thing work? Anytime you need loan, you apply for from government. The process starts immediately. Not that when they put form outside, they now say they have 50 facilities for 50 people. 500,000 people go out. 50 facility now. All the time, go apply for it. When they apply, now, they're going to put who is who. They're going to put who they know.
Okay. Thank you for your thought. Taiwo, I don't know whether you got what he's saying. He's just saying that he couldn't trust the system that loans are probably being disbursed based on who you sabi, who you know, connect. And, you know, these are the things why, these are the reasons why we need to have these conversations so you can, there can be more explanation as to the process, you know, what goes into selecting who you're going to give loans to and how much you're going to, I'm very aware of your explanation earlier on. You've touched on these things, but please, for the sake of the last caller, could you please explain again what goes into who gets a loan and who doesn't get a loan?
Okay, I'm not sure of how other facilities work, but to be very honest, LSCTF doesn't operate on a who-you-know basis. Our assessment in terms of who gets a loan is actually fair. We have an online platform, an online portal, that will do the first independent assessment once you apply for a loan.
Right.
And, you know, you'll be required to submit some other documentation, and that is what will be assessed. And after that, we also have our in-house independent assessors that would actually, because, you know, there are some people that may not meet the online scoring criteria, but on a closer look, you can give them a chance because, yeah, they are close to the cutoff score.
Yeah.
And their business is actually doing well. You know, there's a difference between a machine and a human being. So we have two different types of assessments we do.
Okay.
And it's not even based on, it's not based on who you know or anything. It's independent, and we just assess based on the information you yourself provide us.
Right.
And that is what would determine if you get the loan or not.
Tai, we'll have to leave it here for today. By the way, let me also let you know that LSCTF is on the radio here on Nigeria Info every Saturday at 11 a.m. So in case we can't take your calls right now, in case we can't take your thoughts on what on our platforms right now, you can tune in this Saturday at 11 a.m. to hear some more about the activities of LSCTF. Tai Walanio, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Do have a good one. Lagos, that's our show. We're going to go to break right now, bring some commercials to you, then I will try and take some thoughts that I can before we run out of time completely. I'll be back. Stay here.